that feet of rain could overwhelm these gullies and overflow into neighborhoods. Melissa has already shown its power as it passed by the Dominican Republic. Flooded rivers turned over cars, landslides blocked roads, cutting off communities. People filled up shelters as the storm knocked out the water supply for 500,000 customers.
Melissa is not expected to hit the mainland U.S., but the Pacific Northwest is in for its own bout of weather. CBS News meteorologist Andrew Kozak.
A series of storms slamming in tonight. Heavy rain for the valleys, heavy snow for the mountains, and gusty winds for so many people. It's along the atmospheric river. Think of it like a conveyor belt that just continually brings in mountain snow, heavy rain, even flash flooding. In fact, we could be looking at several inches along the coast, several feet of snow inland, and then as far east as the Rockies.
President Trump is on his way to Asia to make some deals, but with America's neighbor, what does not seem likely, as our Willie James Inman reports.
Tonight, President Trump says he's raising tariffs on some Canadian goods by another 10%. The punishing increase coming as he travels to Asia to meet with world leaders, including China's President Xi.
We have a lot to talk about with President Xi, and he has a lot to talk about with us. I think we'll have a good meeting.
But one leader at the meeting getting the cold shoulder, Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney.
What they did is really dishonest.
Trump abruptly ended all trade negotiations with America's second largest trading partner after the government of Ontario ran an anti-tariff TV ad using President Ronald Reagan's words.
Trade barriers hurt every American worker.
The NBA commissioner has expressed shock over arrests on gambling-related charges. CBS's Jerika Duncan.
For the first time, the NBA commissioner has addressed the league's gambling scandal. Adam Silver spoke in New York during the Knicks-Celtics game. He called the arrest of Portland coach Chauncey Billups and the Miami Heat's Terry Rozier, quote, deeply disturbing.
There's nothing more important to the league and its fans than the integrity of the competition.
Nearly three dozen people have been arrested in the gambling probe.
June Lockhart, beloved for her role in Lassie, has died.
Here, Lassie.
Oh, I'm so
her family
happy.
Says she died at her home in Santa Monica. She was 100. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Every time I turn around, my friends at Pure Talk give me one more reason to feel good about switching. This month, for instance, they're supporting Canines for Warriors, a terrific organization that trains rescue dogs and then pairs them up with combat veterans struggling with PTSD. The result? They're saving lives on both ends of the leash. This is why I switched to Pure Talk. I like being in business with an American wireless company who shares my values. Yeah, I appreciate unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data for just $25 a month, and I bet you will too. But I think you'll really appreciate doing business with a company who gives back to the men and women who volunteered to defend our country. Just dial #250, say micro. With Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team, you can switch in as little as 10 minutes. Again, dial #250, say micro, to switch to an American wireless company who actually stands for something. Pure Talk.
The word zombie jobs may seem appropriate for Halloween, but it's something that's haunting the U.S. job market.
Haunting America's job market and spooking productivity. Zombie jobs are positions that linger open for months without being filled.
From an employer standpoint, there is frustration and distress from job seekers, potential reputational harm if candidates feel misled, and wasted resources for internal recruiters that are spending time on inactive job postings.
Robert Half, Senior Vice President Kim Garstein.
Many employers have a very long wish list. I would say it's time to reevaluate what you want and need.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
Authorities in Texas say a baby is expected to make a full recovery and her mother after it was pulled from under a vehicle that had flipped during a crash. Body camera footage released by the Fort Worth PD shows an officer running toward the overturned car on Thursday morning. Both the mother and the child had been ejected. Matt Piper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clouds with some showers this evening. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-30s. Partly sunny for your Sunday, a high in the upper 50s. And more sun on Monday, a high in the mid-50s. After that, rain chances return for Monday night, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Right now, it's 48.
WRJN. Wow! I feel good.
Radio Park to Reef Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Turn up! news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I can build a castle from a single grain of sand. I can make the ship sail. timeless hits. WRJN.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know. She wouldn't say. I said something. Such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Well, she's all you'd ever. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner. But she always knows her place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's a winner. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about that little lady. And the lady is mine. We'll be right back.
She knows me through and through, and she knows just what to do and how to please me. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about a little lady. And the lady is mine. Yeah, yeah. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Listen to me, people, she's a lady. Yeah, 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 she's a lady.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, reaching Racine beyond the radio. Online at WRJN.com.
child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when you hit it much lighter.
guess I'll go on home. It's late, there'll be tomorrow night. But wait, what do I see? Is she walking back to me? Yeah, she's walking back to me. Oh, pretty woman.
W-R-J-N.
Kiss me each morning for a million years. Hold me each evening at your side. Tell me you love me for a million years. Then if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye. Sweeten my coffee with a morning kiss. Soften my dreams with your sigh. Tell me you love for a million years. Then if it don't work out, then if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye. Must go. I won't tell you no. Just so that we can say we tried. Tell me you love me for a million years. Then if it don't work out, then if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro. Hey, pule, pule. Watch it now, watch it. Had a fool, had a about a thing she saw.
Hear Hometown Radio refreshed. WRJN.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
you do, and now you love me too. Oh, it's true.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper. Hurricane Melissa could be Jamaica's most powerful storm in history. Up to 2 feet of rain is expected. CBS News meteorologist Andrew Kozak on what's to come.
This thing is rapidly increasing and intensifying with water temperatures between 87 and 89. The next couple of days, it will really strengthen to potentially a Category 4 hurricanes and then move out to sea. We are not expecting it to hit the United States.
Our Jason Allen is in Kingston, Jamaica.
Workers here were boarding up a few businesses. Right now, there's been no real sense of urgency here that you sometimes feel with a major hurricane approaching. Some people admitted to us it may just be because it has been so long since a storm like this hit the island.
President Trump says he plans to hike tariffs on imports.